Welcome to the Internet Report, where we uncover what's working and what's breaking on the internet and why. Today, we're going to deep dive on the Microsoft Teams outage that occurred this morning. So that's April 27th, and it started around 3 a.m. Pacific time. And to discuss this outage, I'm joined by Hans Ashlock, who's Director of Technology and Innovation here at Thousand Eyes.
Thanks for joining. Great to be here. I think we were realizing this is my first internet report.
That's right.
We were both surprised.
Yes. So welcome. And this is a really interesting one because it was one that it wasn't a network related outage. This really was something that happened kind of, you know, deep within the application, or at least kind of, you know, only if you were to log into Microsoft Teams. So let's go ahead and mm-hmm. do a deep dive on it and kind of walk through what we saw using our own tests.
I like this outage because it tells an application story a little bit beyond a network story. So I think it's really interesting what we're gonna find here. So
yeah, and it's always good to just look at outages from the standpoint of like what can be learned from them, right?
Yeah.
So what are we looking at here?
So this is a test that Thousand Eyes is running against teams.microsoft.com, but it is more than just a server test or a network test. Actually, you can see that in this example, we're not actually running any network tests here. We're just doing a synthetic transaction test. And what is that? The synthetic transaction test is essentially a way that our agents can run user-like behavior against web-based applications.
Right.
So
we can see here that it started at 3 a.m. Pacific time, which is interesting because that's, you know, considering that Microsoft's on the West Coast, that's probably a good time to do any maintenance or updates to an application or a service. So, you know, just something to note from the standpoint of, you know, that potentially being, you know, the cause of the incident. And then we see that it lasted an hour and 30 minutes. So this is pretty long from the standpoint of a service like this. And what's interesting is that it's global from the standpoint that it was unavailable for users wherever they were located, right? We can see that wherever users were connecting from, and they're probably hitting their local edge node for Microsoft, that it just wasn't working.
Yeah, this is pretty significant. I mean, you can see that every single one of our vantage points virtually across the globe is impacted by this outage. So this is a really major outage.
Yeah, and 3 a.m., you know, obviously that doesn't impact a lot of users in the U.S., but of course in APAC and EMEA, that's going to be...
It's definitely going to impact users in APAC and EMEA for sure.
Yeah.
So we can dive into this and look at what's going on. Part of it's going to be, we can look really quick at, the actual waterfall view for this test. I've brought that up already here, so we can see right at the time that the transaction test is failing, I have one of our agents selected. This is the Chicago agent. So we're looking at the vantage point of someone from Chicago. And the transaction that's being performed is the user is connecting to teams.microsoft.com. That's redirecting them to a sign-in page, which is going to be common across most of the Microsoft O365 platform.
Yeah.
And so you can see the pages that are coming up, sign into your account. So the transaction test is allowing the Thousand Eyes test to enter actual login credentials, logging into Teams, and then it's failing to load the Teams backend. And actually, this test is timing out after like 60 seconds. We took a we'll look at that in a second, but we take a screenshot and it's just sitting there spinning.
Right. So we can see that there's like some authentication steps you're going through the authentication steps. You can see, you know, in the domain column that it's hitting the authentication servers on the back end, and those same authentication servers and the authentication service is common across the Office 365 apps.
Yeah.
We all use it, right?
This is going to be pretty standard stuff. You're just hitting this login.microsoftonline.com, right? That is the standard authentication front door, right? And you're going
to
see that for most, if not all, of the Microsoft services. So, you know, Excel, PowerPoint, anything that is O365 right. And in that family, right? So what we can see is that at the point that the authentication is happening, single sign-on stuff might have already happened. We're essentially redirecting and then handing off to the team service. So we're handing off from the global Microsoft authentication services to the specific team service. And that's where we have the issues. So we get in here, you know, a little ways and, you know, pretty early on we're blocked and we're getting a 401 response.
And that's consistent with what we know of the outage, which it really only affected Teams. It didn't impact any other Office 365 app, which we will look at in just a moment.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a failing scenario. We can look at when it's working right. We can see that same thing that, you know, here's the handoff to Teams. And then there's no issues and it moves on with loading the rest of the back end. So that's really where the error is. I mean, we could drill down a little bit further to try and figure out by looking at some of the headers and stuff, what really is going on there. This 401 is suspicious. That may mean that the authentication service didn't really work, that we don't have a valid OAuth token or something like that to validate with the team's backend. But we'll not dive any deeper into that, but really it's this team service handoff that is really the issue.
Right.
So we can look at a few others, like for the same period of time, if we look at tests that we're running to Excel.
Yeah.
This is targeting excel.office.com. This is also a transaction test. So, you know, here we're doing the page load and then we're signing into our Excel account. And you're going to see a lot of the same stuff. Here's that global login, right? And then we're going to see a similar handoff where this login is. So it's not impacting Excel. If we look at similar transaction test for PowerPoint, there's some issues with this test in particular. So you see some errors and stuff. But similarly, you know, there's no.
So there wasn't. This is during the outage. So here we're looking at like 10:20 ish UTC, and this is 10:20 UTC is like 3:20 a.m. Pacific time, right? So it's during the outage for Teams and PowerPoint is available. You can log in. Excel is available. You can log in. So Office 365 overall is available. It's just, as we mentioned, you know, it's just Teams here.
Yeah, exactly.
And the authentication piece kind of seemed, at least, you know, the first initial steps of it seemed to be fine. So that's really interesting because, you know, we kind of can see like the whole arc of the outage or maybe like the valley of the outage and it not being available. But you wouldn't really be able to like see this or kind of be able to validate that it's an application issue if you were doing a really kind of simple synthetic test, like just an HTTP GET request or even just loading the front door, like the login page. You really have to go through to the back end where you're accessing Teams specifically that you run into this issue.
Yeah, and so to underscore that point, what I've brought up here is another test to teams.microsoft.com, right? So this is another test, and this is just a page load HTTP server and network test. We are targeting teams.microsoft.com, but because we're not going through that authentication and the login process, we're not actually hitting
Teams' service yet, right? We're still going past the front door. We're not hitting the Teams app. Yes.
We are hitting Teams. We're getting possibly redirected to a login or something like that, right? So your page load test is going to look good. We can go look at the waterfall for that. The HTTP server test, the availability of the actual server is going to look pretty good. And, we're probably not going to see anything. We know it's not a network issue. If we look at the network stuff, it's going to look pretty good as well, right?
Yeah. So if you were just looking at all of the data that were, the page load, the server, the network, actually everything looks pretty green, looks pretty good. Exactly. So that really underscores how, transaction tests can be really valuable, not just from the standpoint of an SRE or DevOps kind of trying to validate that an application they're responsible for is up and available, but even, validating the availability and the usability of some of these applications that don't actually really kick in until you've gone through the login process, that can be really important.
So what I think is really interesting here, like you said, Angelique, is that we have to do, as the world becomes more focused on applications and particularly cloud and SaaS applications, there's more complexity at the app level, and it's more and more important to get past the sort of virtual front door or and that's why the transaction tests when it comes to these kinds of applications are so important. You don't need to create a full QA test suite. So a lot of people that are familiar with transaction tests like this, so we use WebDriver on the back end. A lot of your average dev test QA people will know what WebDriver is. Has its origins in Selenium, right? And this is where QA teams test their web apps. But in this scenario, what's really interesting is to use those capabilities not to do performance testing of our, of web applications, but to do service testing, back-end service testing. And that's kind of the critical insight here. This is another transaction test that is also targeting Teams. This is a different test that's running a different transaction test. Just to call out that idea that in the transaction test, we want to be able to exercise common user steps. So the most common is logging in, letting the backend load, and then in this case, the Teams test here is composing a message and sending a Teams message.
Right.
So this backend load, we're measuring that with the markers within the transaction test. So we can look at the performance of the backend load service over time. And then similarly, these additional user business transactions like sending a message, or if this were like an e-commerce site, maybe it's, adding an item to a cart and purchasing the item.
Right.
Those are going to be exercising different services on the back end. And so you can capture all of those in the transaction test. So
right.
Really it's about service testing.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I think is really interesting, so, kind of one lesson is, there's given the complexity of applications, so much is taking place, you know, kind of like on the back end, once you log in, transaction tests are really important just from kind of understanding availability. But also what's really interesting about this is that, you know, as we saw, we could see the exact point in which the application was not available, right? Like 3 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. UTC. And, you know, like you can get alerted immediately, right? If there's a failure of the transaction. From a status update standpoint, if you, you know, we can see here, Microsoft put out like their first acknowledgement of the issue was at 3:30 a.m. via their Twitter feed. And, you know, so basically 30 minutes after the incident occurred. And, you know, I mean, application providers are going to be really laser focused on identifying and remediating issues when they pop up. So, you know, the kind of the communication might become secondary in some cases. So, you know, while this is seems like, okay, it's 3 a.m. in the, you know, on the West Coast in the U.S., this is during business hours in EMEA and Asia. And so a 30-minute window, just not understanding what's happening and what the source of the issue is, can be a lot of just wasted cycles. So it was interesting to see, you know, like if you're actively testing, you're going to have, you know, the real information, the real data, like in real time. The other thing is kind of interesting is they mention Europe and Asia specifically, but the language here is really important because they just said impacting Europe and Asia because it's during their business hours. But of course, if you were in the US and just happened to have been wanting to use Teams at 3 a.m., then you would also have been affected as well. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, that 30 minutes is non-trivial.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And overall, it's a big percent of the overall outage, which was also, you know, non-trivial.
Yeah. So that's kind of in a nutshell, you know, this Teams outage that occurred earlier today. You know, again, Hans, thank you so much for coming on the show today and walking us through what happened. It was really interesting. And we hope to have you on the show again soon in the near future.
So I look forward to it. Thank you, Angelique.
Thanks, Hans. So that's our show. If you have any suggestions or topics that you think you know, we should be covering, feel free to drop us an email at internetreport@thousandeyes.com. And if you subscribe to our podcast, you can also request a free t-shirt. So send us again just a note with your physical address and your t-shirt size, and we'll be sure to get that right over to you. So until next time, thanks.